Blog Talk Radio.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
My God, our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. He can do everything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. He defeated Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He defeated. Amen. Our enemy, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all we have to do is just literally depend and look up to him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I had to come back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. On yesterday, I had given a message, praise God, about the scepter. Amen. Shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. Amen. And I didn't know that my broadcast time would not be, friendly to the message that I had. And I'm not saying friendly in a bad way. What I'm saying is it would not cover the entire message. Amen. It wasn't user-friendly for me at that time. Amen. So I had to come back, amen, and give you more in-depth on this here, as well as clarity. At the end of it, I was talking about the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, and I said 10,000, amen. So excuse me, amen, because a lot of times I don't hear me until I review my message. So I just praise God for me catching that and deleting that, amen, and coming back, amen, and giving you, amen, the fullness of this, because it was more than the time allowed that I had on that time. So I wanted to let you know, amen, amen. When God speak a word, he speak a word in truth, amen, and thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to start extending my time from 1 hour to more than that, amen, because of the time that's needed for the teachings and the messages that I have, amen. So I praise God. Father, we just thank you right now and give you all the honor and all the glory, amen, because you're worthy to be praised. You know I love you, Father, and I love the word, amen, and I don't mind, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, standing up for you for what is right and what is truth, amen, because the Spirit of Truth, amen, speaks, amen, and when he speaks nothing but truth, amen. So we bind up Satan right now, and we give God the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I ask God the word, my mouth and my lips, amen, and let the enemy, amen, see that there is a God that reigns, amen, in the heavens and earth, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not talking about Satan right now, but I'm talking about the enemy that try to come, amen, in the human flesh, amen, and say they're atheists and those that don't believe in you, Father. Let them see tonight, amen, those that tune in. Lord God, let the, amen, blog talk be filled tonight, amen, for those that tune in to understand that there is not but one God, one faith, amen, and one baptism. I always put hope in because hope, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We literally hope, and hope make it not a shame. So, God, as we hope on and believe and trust in you tonight, God, I ask you to allow God to word my mouth even the more, amen, so that the people can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, amen, and that they might be able to, amen, understand that, God, you are God of mercy and grace and truth, amen. You are God that go in and be that great high physician for those that have AIDS and cancer, tuberculosis, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sugar, diabetes, amen. All kind of diseases that are in, amen, the blood, the cells itself, amen, all kind of tormenting of the mind and depression, amen, all kind of problems with finances, amen, and marriages, amen, and children that have gone astray, got you able, amen, with your quickening spirit to return them back, amen, to the, amen, the right place as far as the children, and heal the sick bodies in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I thank you for restoring the finances, amen, because you are God of multiplicity, amen. Mary said, amen, when she heard from the angel, my soul do magnify the Lord. My soul magnify you tonight, God, asking that you would move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And asking, Lord God, that you would touch lives tonight through the word. Because, Lord God, your word, amen, is rhema in our lives. And we need, Lord God, to hear instructions from you. And Lord God, concerning your son, Jesus Christ, and his coming again, the millennial reign of Jesus Christ, the 1,000 years that he's going to reign down on earth itself. But then after that, Lord God, and a few days after that, my God, my God, my God, Jerusalem is coming down, amen, from heaven. And there he will reign over us forevermore. And I'm glad, Jesus, to be in that number. I'm glad to be called the child of the living God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, touch the lives tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. What we say this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know that manifestation come in the night watch. Before, Lord God, amen, the morning come, God, they will receive a blessing from you, Jesus. And touch right now in Jesus' name. Give us a heart and a mind to understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There ain't nothing too hard for you, Jesus. And Lucifer got to go. The prince of the airs. It can never shine Messiah. And all these witches and warlocks that walk around, amen, in the morning time, seeking, amen, who they can, amen, mess up. I bind them up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I ask you, God, to restore back what the cankerworm and the pommel worm have eaten up in the name of Jesus. Bring your storehouse on in. Bring your harvest on in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory, God, for your word, my Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Serve the gifts down on the inside of me. Serve the gifts down on the inside of these men and women that are calling upon your name. We need the gifts in operation, God. Every pastor, teacher, and evangelist, prophet tonight, God. Let them grab hold to your word, God. Your word is a healing. Your word is a deliverance. Your word is restoration to those that are, amen, hallelujah, about to faint in their mind. To those that have been bowed scarred by the enemy. As I pray tonight or this morning, God, as they say, don't let another wounded soldier die. Don't let another one die on the battlefield. But totally recover them through your word. Give them the joy unspeakable and full of glory that they need in order to stand. Be with the children, Lord God, those that are out there doing everything that they're big enough to do. Let them know, God, even you are God to a child. Stop the adultery, amen. Stop the homosexual acts in Jesus' name. Stop these lesbians and these gay men from doing things that are not right, because their mind has been reprobated by Satan. But you are mind regulator, God, and you can do everything but fail. Now I ask you, Lord God, go into the prisons, God, into the homes, God, and stir up and turn around and justify. You be that lawyer, you be that doctor, you be that judge. Mando shanda me kitanda de robo shanda. Mondo robo punda andanda de robo shaya. Pull down every stronghold, every stumbling block that's been set in your people's way, so that you might get the glory, my Father. All the honor and all the praise. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I bless and I bless you, I bless you. I thank you and I praise and bless your holy name. You're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. Give us the zeal, my God. Hande ke Messiah, and not deny the power, but let the zeal and the power work it out for our goods in the earth realm. Now, Ikemio Shana Messiah, now I bind up Lucifer, and I ask the Holy Spirit to move upon this prayer and set the captives free. In the name of Shana Messiah, in the name of Jesus, restore, my God, reveal, replenish, God, increase, God. I declare and decree blessings upon your people in the name of Jesus. Stir, God. Let us get you on fire in the name of Jesus. Let us burn, Lord God, in passion for you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that's in my belly, God. In Gando Shana Messiah. In Gando Rabo Shana Rabo Shana Rabo Saya. Let it be pulled out for your glory this morning, God, in your Son Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I want to give you glory, all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus, for wording my mouth. Hallelujah. Somebody's going through a marital problem, and God say, if you trust in him, he'll work that marriage out. Thank you, Jesus, because he's invested, amen, something in you guys, amen, both of you, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And if you obey him, he's going to work it out. I stand in the gap for you. Somebody has cancer in their right breast. Getelibio Shana Mosaya. And the doctor wanna cut it off. Getelibio Shando Loboshe. But I'm gonna tell you what God say. God say, if you have faith as the size of the grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to that cancer and it'll dry up. Ketikulibio Shana Moshe. I give you praise, God. I give you all the honor and all the glory. God said somebody's trying to go into business. And it seems like everywhere they go, amen, the door is closed and the people don't believe their visions. But God said, don't give up. God said, don't give up, because this is the year of harvest for you. And he told me to tell you, you will reap if you faint not. My God, I give you glory, God. Now, God, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and I pray for America, amen. President, amen, Barack Obama, and our Vice President, Joe Biden. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that they will lead, amen, America in the right way. I pray for the manager and the owner of this, amen, blog talk, John Sweet and his family. And God told me to tell you, as you have attended to his will in the earth realm through the ministry, by the ministry that you have allowed to go forth, God said he will not forget you. I give you praise, God. I give you all the honor and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's getting ready to get a settlement. and the money, gondola dio shata, is into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's $100,000 and much more. Thank you, Chief. You're going to get it. Tike telobo sha. This year. Bolo branda kitri si shukurara kura ta te pisha. I give God the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this.
You are the one.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to go right into the message. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Praise God. Nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. And it's taken out of the book of Genesis 49, verses 8 through 12. Amen. And when this title was given to me by God, he gave me the clarity on the scepter. Amen. Amen. The scepter, it literally means a staff, amen, and a rod, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And they both, amen, have the same terminology, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The staff was basically a wooden staff back in those days, amen. And most shepherds would use those staffs when they would have sheep to herd, amen. They would take them out to graze, and if a sheep would fall down in like a canyon or some kind of hole, one of the things that would happen, that shepherd would take that rod, amen, basically that scepter, amen, or that staff is what you would call it, amen, and he would literally pull that sheep up out of there. And then when a newborn sheep is birthed forth, one of the things that happened was, in order for that mother not to reject that sheep, that shepherd would use that staff, amen, or if you want to call it a rod, amen, you can call it a rod, to take care of the baby and move the baby back to the mother, give the baby back to the mother. So, amen, when this scripture, amen, was shown to me by God, I wanted to go in and do what you call being an exegesis of it, amen, to dissect that word and begin to understand what God is saying to the body of Christ. Amen. So Genesis 49, 8 through 12 will give you, amen, the scripture reading, and I will get to that in just a few minutes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The staff was where the genealogy, and I'm going to speak slowly so you can understand what I'm saying, because early on yesterday I spoke fast, amen, for time, and then, like I said, at the end I was just speaking about Jesus and said, instead of a 1,000-year reign, I said 10,000. Then I reviewed my message and seen, I said, oh, no, I got to straighten that out. Amen. So I just praise God, amen, for, amen, me even hearing and being sensitive in the spirit to hear what I had said, amen, because I don't want to leave you baffled when he done, the Bible literally say a 1,000-year reign. So we got that straight, praise God. The rod, amen, was Moses' rod that was kept along with Abraham's staff and the Ark of the Covenant, or the testimonies, amen, that Moses had built, amen, by instructions of God, amen, to be utilized, amen. Thank you, Jesus. The mercy seat was right by that Ark of the testimonies, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. So those are the focuses. The staff was Abraham's staff, amen, and the rod was Moses' rod, amen, that was kept, amen, along with the Ark of the Covenant where, amen, the testimonies were kept, the Ten Commandments, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Some of the manna was kept, amen. And then the branch, I would call it a branch, that budded, amen, to testify who God had chosen as far as the raw priesthood was concerned with Aaron. Amen. So I'm giving you clarity, amen, and a greater in-depth of what I was saying earlier on yesterday. Shiloh is the Messiah. Amen. The anointed one. You've heard all the various names, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Rosa Sharon, amen, various names, Jesus, amen, amen, literally being Christ the anointed, amen, and Jesus and the Messiah, amen. And I told you about God being Jehovah Jireh, the Rosa Sharon, amen, thank you, Jesus, and various other names that we utilize for God, Adonai Elohim. Thank you, Jesus. But in this instance, we are talking about the Messiah, amen, the Christ, the anointed one, amen, Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that literally means Shiloh. His name was Shiloh. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, amen, literally he talks about the Messiah and the coming, amen, of the Messiah often in his messages. You can read Isaiah 53 and 40, amen, and 61, amen, to listen to some of the things that he has spoken, Isaiah 11 and Isaiah, I think, chapter 7. Amen, and that will give you information on the Messiah and his coming. And he really encouraged the people to literally rejoice at the coming, amen, of the Messiah, because he was going to come. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As it was foretold, amen, before Isaiah even came into existence, it was foretold. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was going to come and set the captives free. Amen. But before he told of the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, amen, God would give the word to Abraham, and Abraham passed it on to Isaac, and Isaac gave the word, amen, to Jacob, and Jacob gave it, amen, to, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, his seeds, amen, and I will tell you which one that is. That was Judah, amen, and the other 11 tribes, amen, but Judah would be the one that would get the scepter, amen, and thank you, Jesus, the rod, the scepter, amen, which is the staff, amen, amen, and the rod, amen, which is, amen, thank you, Jesus, Moses' rod, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So when he had called Abraham forth out of an idolatrous nation, he spake to him about the coming of his son, Jesus, and the reasons why he had to come, amen. And for many years after the sins of Adam and Eve, Satan would cause man to fall. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We would sin over and over and over again, and we literally became enemies of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because of this, God would have to separate a pure race of people that would follow him. Once one error would leave out, and then another generation, amen, would literally, amen, come in. Error always included the generations that would come in. God would use the generations, amen, for the purpose, amen, concerning his will in the earth realm. And then once that generation would leave out, then another one would come in and fulfill his will. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And now it was time for Abraham. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the purpose that he had in his life. When Adam and Eve sinned, amen, by eating off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, one of the things that God had said in Genesis 3, amen, verses 14 and 15, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast, Haliyoshana Mosiah, of the field, and upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Amen. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. So God was literally giving a word of prophecy at the beginning that Shiloh is coming. Amen. That the Savior is coming, that Jesus is coming to redeem us back. Amen. Because Satan had literally touched, amen, his people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God had called Abraham forth and would use him and Sarah to birth Isaac. And Isaac and Rebekah would have twins, Jacob and Esau. Jacob was the youngest and would have the privilege and honor to complete the will of God concerning Abraham when he said he would make him a father of many nations. Jacob and his two wives and their maids, amen, servants, birthed, amen, the 12, hallelujah. I give God glory. Patriarchs, the 12 tribes of Israel, amen. But God had also told Abraham, amen, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. This is exciting. That his seeds would go into captivity for 400 years. Then they would be delivered. And thank you, Jesus. It literally extended to 430 years. Why? Because the iniquities of the Amorites was not yet fulfilled. You can find that in Genesis, thank you, Jesus, chapter 15, verses 13 through 16. Key words God had told Abraham, this is what we're focusing on, the key words, that his seed would leave out of captivity with great substance. Amen. Not too long ago, I told you about, amen, the land of Goshen and the word that God had prophesied, amen, concerning, amen, Abraham and his seeds, and then how Israelites was literally supposed to, amen, spoil the Egyptians by going in and barring everything, amen, that they could get from the Egyptians, amen, before they left, amen, out of bondage, amen, out of captivity. So God had already spoken a word to Abraham that they were going to leave out, amen, of captivity with great substance. Amen. That's why I keep on telling you, God is a God of mercy, saints. God is getting ready to pour out a blessing. Amen. There's a harvest. Amen. And it started this year. And then if you don't grab hold to what I'm saying, amen, then you have not, amen, desired to hear instructions. Oh, yeah, I might say a quote of scripture that might have said it the wrong the page, the chapter that it come out wrong, amen, accidentally, but I always go back and correct it, amen, just like I said about the 1,000 year and accidentally said it was 10,000. Well, that's an accident, amen, but when it comes down to the word, I got it, amen, I got it. I mean, God has literally blessed me. He's blessed me with hidden treasures, amen, and the gift to literally go in and do an exegesis of the word. Before they were born, God had told Abraham they were going to spoil their enemies. Before they even was born, God had already said, you're going to go into captivity. You're going to spoil the enemy that has been oppressing you. Amen. And you're going to come out with great substance. Note, it came to pass when and Moses delivered them. You can read that in Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 12 and, let me see, 33 and 35, Genesis. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see. Okay, that's not chapter 12. That's I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. You can read that, amen, in chapter 15, amen, verses 13. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 13 through 16, not chapter 12, excuse me. Amen. I'm looking at it right. I'm just saying it wrong. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, as you see, amen, what God has said, he would do what he was going to do concerning Father Abraham and his seeds. It literally came to pass, amen. And then, and thank you, Jesus. Joseph, amen, was the 11th son, amen. Thank you, Jesus, of Jacob and Rachel, amen. This is out of the 12 patriarchs, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Joseph was set up for a blessing, but he was also, amen, set up to be a blesser, amen, for the Israelites, amen, during the time of famine. He was the son that was sent by his father Jacob to see what he had, what had happened to his brothers, that was sent to tend to the flock, amen, thank you, Jesus. And he was the son that had the coat of many colors and the dreamer. Most of all, he was the one that Judah protected from being killed by Reuben, Levi and Simeon, amen, when they threw him into a slime pit, when they literally threw him into a slime pit, he persuaded his brothers, amen, to spare, amen, Joseph's life. You see, God tells a story, amen. If you literally get on to the word, he'll tell you the complete story of what happened and what occurred. Amen. The Bible, amen, is a record of nothing but proof, amen, that God exists and did these things literally did happen. So I put my messages, when I give you a message, I put it in story form, amen, so that you can get the whole scenario of what God, amen, is saying, amen, and how it happened. Thank you, Jesus. You can use, amen, your thoughts and your imagination to literally see, amen, and envision how that happened from various stages and throughout the years, amen. And when famine came to Egypt and Cana and Ekatiaboshaya land, amen, and into the Philistines, amen, amen, and the surrounding areas, different nations, amen, came to Egypt in order to survive and to purchase food. This is where God would use Joseph, amen. You need to look at your neighbor and say, God is going to use me, just like he used everybody that was in the Bible, amen. It's my time now. 2010 is my time now, amen. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm going to adhere to the word, amen. Amen, and I'm going to do the will of God. And if I follow his instructions, I'm going to literally, amen, be blessed, amen. So Judah, amen, spared Joseph's life before the death of Jacob, amen, who is Israel, being, amen, thank you, Jesus, their father, amen, he began to speak a word over the sons, amen, and their lives. You can read that in Genesis 49, 10 through 11, amen, and I'm going to go in that area in just a few seconds. You can note Jacob had given Joseph a plot of land before Joseph went into captivity, amen, and you can read that in John, amen, 4 and 3 through 5. So we know, amen, in essence, amen, that God had literally, amen, had orchestrated the whole scenario, the whole life, amen, of Abraham and his seeds, amen, of what had happened at the beginning with Adam and Eve, and he set things in order, amen, thank you, Jesus. God does not do difficult tasks. Even though the enemy might make it difficult for the humans, it's always, amen, extended out for God, amen, as a light thing. He said these light afflictions, these light things, amen, but for a moment. Weeping and doing for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Amen. These are light things, amen, that occur. But God is so awesome, amen, that he's able to take care of everything, amen, that's needed, amen, to perform his will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm giving you scriptures, amen, to read, amen, along that will help you understand what's going on and why it was going on. Thank you, Jesus. Now we look at after Joseph's death and the new Pharaoh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the new Pharaoh did not know Joseph and what God said to Abraham, amen, concerning his seeds, amen, that they would go into captivity for over 400 years. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, because the new Pharaoh did not know Joseph, amen, he went on, amen, and he became literally afraid of the Israelites. And he said that in Exodus 1, he was literally afraid. So he said, you know, he was afraid that they were multiplying and increasing on him. He couldn't understand. He told the midwives to kill out the boys. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And one of the things that happened, amen, was Moses, amen, his mother knew that he was different. Amen. So she tried to save his life, and she ended up saving his life. Well, Pharaoh, amen, thank you, Jesus, sister got hold to, amen, Moses, amen, and began to literally, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, protect, amen, Moses, amen, and bring him up and raise him up as one of their own. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I give God the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Moses was very learned of the Egyptians' laws and rules and regulations, and one of the things that he would do because he was learned, amen, he was able to, when the time came, go back, amen, into Egypt, amen, and speak in the Egyptian language, amen, and talk to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to literally, amen, let, amen, thank you, Jesus, God's people go, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. So, amen, as Moses, amen, went in to bring them out of captivity, Pharaoh, amen, literally would resist the will of the Lord, and the Lord even hardened Pharaoh's heart. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So by Pharaoh not knowing Joseph and his deeds toward, amen, the Egyptians, amen, and how he blessed them, amen, he went on, amen, and tried to bring in much harm to the Israelites. Amen. So, amen, those that had been captive spiritually and forced into slavery through their minds, emotions, and five senses. One of the things that Pharaoh and them used was they used magic on the Hebrews. Amen. They used sorcery. They used all kind of drugs. They cast spells on them. They were witches and warlocks. Amen. And used witchcraft on the Hebrews. Amen. And one of the things that Satan does, amen, he uses, amen, his weapons against us now by blinding our mind. He does the same thing with all these various attacks with witchcraft and all these different spells, amen, and he try to place them on God's people so that they won't follow God, amen, and they will walk in unbelief, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen. He works with the five senses and the emotions. And amen, and our thought patterns, amen. Once he, amen, set a thought into position, it's just like I was saying earlier, when a woman and a man get together to have a relationship, amen, thank you, Jesus. One of the things that happen, they produce seeds, amen. The woman is impregnated during that that time, amen, and she will produce, amen, a seed, amen. If conception is there, what thoughts conceive, amen, and once thoughts conceive, amen, it birth forth, amen. And Satan put negative thoughts in our minds, and then we end up, amen, whereas we have to live out what we done thought, amen. Come on now, amen. And when we think these things, amen, they become life, amen. And then they begin to live within our livelihood, amen. These negative thoughts begin to go in and begin to create things, amen, into our livelihood, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that will affect our entire life. And I told you about Jesus. He was beaten, amen. He was bruised, amen. He was rejected. He was spit on. He was, amen, thank you, Jesus, talked about and falsely accused, amen, and then they hung him on the cross. But now time, amen, during the process from going to Pilate all the way through, amen, thank you, Jesus, even before Pilate, amen, started, amen, his inquisitions, amen, and his accusations, amen, to find out about Jesus and see whether it was true or not, amen, thank you, Jesus. The Caiaphas, amen, the high priest had already spoken that there was going to be one that would have to die, amen, because, amen, it was written in the Bible, amen, in essence, amen. And so, amen, they wanted, amen, to see Jesus die so that they could still exist and have a livelihood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They was afraid that Jesus would call them, amen, to lose their place of worship and everything else because of, amen, Herod, amen, and what he stood for. So anyway, because of this, amen, thank you, Jesus, during the times that Jesus suffered, his thought pattern, amen, stayed on the Father. He knew what the Father said. He said he was going to be about his Father's business. He asked him, amen, one time, amen, who is my mother and my father? Those that do the will of my Father, which is Father God. Amen. So his thought, amen, did not leave away from him concerning what God had placed in his life to justify mankind in the earth realm. So he went on, amen, thank you, Jesus, and thought nothing. Saints, we need to stop thinking. Amen, because our thoughts is messing us up. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Jesus came to deliver us from the bondage of Satan. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not only, amen, was the inward man, the five senses and emotions, amen, and our spirit man messed up by this dog. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But once, amen, our spirit man was in captivity, amen, it caused our flesh to be in captivity too. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And once it was brought into captivity, we were yoked up with this devil. Amen. And brought subject and made subject to him. Well, see, the Bible literally gives us a clarity, amen, about Jesus and his birth and forth, a new generation and their organism, amen, and what will occur. Well, this is what, amen, in essence, amen, it was speaking about. Amen. We are that new organism, amen. We are, amen, the last entity, amen, that will be in the earth realm, the spirit being, amen, that Jesus birthed forth as he travailed on the cross. He can't even shine. I give God the glory. Amen. And one of the things that happened, amen, he travailed, amen, on that cross, amen, birthing forth a new generation, a generation that will worship God in spirit and in truth. The spirit man is the only entity that can defeat the devil. And I'm going to tell you, once you get in a certain age with God, amen, God literally pushes you out there and make you fight your battles. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you're going to have to defeat Satan. Amen. You're going to have to defeat the demons that are coming and tormenting you, causing harm and havoc to your home, your marriage, your finances. Amen. Your children. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Your job. You're going to have to defeat the demon that's trying to reside and be a part of your life. Amen. Because he'll come in subtly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just like he did with Eve, amen, and he seduced her and he beguiled her. He put a spell on her. She yielded to him, amen, and then she turned around and gave, amen, that same junk to Adam, amen, and he literally took, amen, a hold of it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And that's why we're in the mess we're in today. Praise God. Nothing that Satan does will work, amen, when we are totally developed. Amen. So not realizing, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The things that Satan does, it literally causes us to stay in captivity. The Jews were looking for a king that would deliver them from hardship of the flesh. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The outward appearance. A man suffering. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So much to the point that they just literally wanted to give up on life and suffering at the hands of Herod. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But, amen, Jesus let them know that I didn't come to be king, amen, up on the earth, but I come to show you kingdom principles and kingdom guidelines that will allow you to go in and begin to utilize these, amen, guidelines and these instructions so that you can be, amen, developed, amen, your character can develop, be developed, amen, and you can understand what, amen, and how to defeat the will of Satan. So, amen, Shiloh, amen. Again, I'm telling you, Shiloh, amen. Excuse me. Is Jesus Christ. That's the name of the Messiah, the anointed one. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Judah was looking for the coming, amen. Thank you, Jesus, of Shiloh. And we'll get to that. Amen. So God wants us, amen, to come out of Satan's evil works, amen, and what he does to the flesh, amen, and how he tries to kill the body and the soul and the spirit man, because Satan don't care nothing about God, and he don't love you. Don't think damn time he love you. Thank you, Jesus. What is Satan after? Again, he's after the soul and the spirit. Amen. If he get the soul and the spirit, amen, we become useless. Amen. We become helpless. Amen. We don't have the strength to stand up and fight. Amen. And a lot of us, we give up and faint. Amen. while we in the making, because we don't understand, oh, bless his name, that God, amen, has all power. So Satan wants the body to literally be blinded, amen, to the fact that there is a God. He wants people to say there is no God and do all kind of evil thoughts, amen, like even Lot's, amen, wife. She thought about Sodom and Gomorrah and leaving her home, amen, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. Job's wife told Job, why don't you curse God and die? Amen. And Job literally rebuked her. So Satan wants us to have that kind of negativity, to always look upon the things that are not going to be a benefit to our life. Amen. He wants us, amen, to serve him. Amen. He don't have a chance to serve God anymore. He made his mind up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we look at, amen, the tribe, amen, of Judah, amen, thank you, Jesus, and the coming of Shiloh. And when, amen, Jacob, amen, literally, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, has spoken to them. He told them the story of, amen, his father Isaac and Isaac's father Abraham, and all the information was written, amen, on Abraham's staff. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to tell you in detail about this staff, because this is a powerful thing. Amen. The staff, amen, of Abraham, and the rod, amen, of Moses. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that they did, amen, Abraham literally, he wrote on that staff, amen, and he literally gave out the information from the bloodlines, from what God had did from the very beginning when he called him out of an idolatrous nation, amen, and told him he would make him a father of many nations and establish him, amen. Well, Abraham wrote, amen, all of his genealogy, all of his generations and the records, amen, as far as he could write it on the staff. And man, thank you, Jesus. And when Abraham completed his writings, amen, then Isaac would pick it up, amen, and write, amen, what was befalling them, amen, and his generation. And then when Isaac passed it on to Jacob, amen, Jacob would write on that staff, amen, concerning, amen, what occurred, amen, and what would occur. And thank you, Jesus. So this was pertinent information that was kept on a staff, amen, thank you, Jesus. And that back then they didn't have paper, amen, thank you, Jesus, and tablets and stones. Well, the cavemen, one of the things that the cavemen did, they wrote all kind of little figurines and pictures, amen, which we call icons or clip art or art, amen, on the cave walls to literally discuss, amen, what they did, how they lived, what kind of foods they had, amen. And it's recorded today in history, amen, of various, amen, findings, facts that they have found, amen, in the caves. What this litter became was a custom that had been passed from generation to generation as they sat around the campfire and told about God, amen, his infinite powers, amen, his omnipresence, amen, and what he did to their enemies. Modernization today, we slowly, amen, literally, amen, today we use scrapbooks, amen, and photo albums, amen, in order to tell our family history and what, amen, is current, amen. Thank you, Jesus, as far as the information, amen. We keep it in those photo albums and stuff like that. So to hear what God was saying to everyone must have been an honor and a privilege. Amen. We don't want to pick up our Bibles today. We don't want to study the word. We don't want to understand what's going on and what God did so that we can reverence him. Amen. We want to go around and call people Reverend this and Reverend that and reverence them, but we don't want to reverence God and give him the glory and worship him and praise him and thank him for his awesome work. And I tell people all the time, you don't know in a day's time, amen, what, amen, thank you, Jesus, God is doing in order to keep this earth intact, amen, from the attacks of the enemy, from keeping, amen, terrorists from coming in and blowing up various nations, amen. God is doing his 100%, but we haven't did ours. Amen. The conversation was about Abraham, amen, and what, amen, he had on his staff or scepter that, amen, would be carried from, amen, and one generation to the next generation, the family tree, amen, the birth, amen, the marriage, amen, the death, amen, of the families and their servants, their travel and their findings, and the people they came in contact with along the way. But the most important events, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, was documented, amen, amen, concerning God and his will, the talk that he had with Father Abraham and how they had found Adonai Elohim to be faithful, the Lord our provider. These stories told about Abraham's life, amen, his family, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And him being coming out of an idolatrous, amen, nation and moving forward to serve God. Oh, praise God. We need to move forward to serve God. These events was important to hear and to remember. So, amen, the custom of communication was thus. Each tribal leader had their own staff. Amen. Isaac had two sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob would be the one chosen, amen, to receive Abraham's staff. That's why Esau was so upset. He know that, amen, Jacob had stole his blessing and his honor. The whole, amen, thank you, Jesus, Abraham's staff. All the information from the bloodline, along with his inheritance, amen, he would receive that staff or scepter that Abraham had. These items were included with the Ark, amen, of the Testimony, along with Moses, amen, rod, amen, that he used in Egypt, amen, when it was time for Moses to come on up on the scene. Amen. Oh, I'm excited. And God had told Jacob, amen, wood would fall every son, and Judah would become the lawgiver. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus would come in with a rod and iron. Amen. And he would correct the body. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. And he would be the one that would, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be birthed from, amen, the tribe of Judah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I give God to God. Glory. God told him about the Messiah's coming. He told Abraham about the Messiah's coming out of the tribe, amen, and Abraham's son Isaac passed it on to, thank you, Jacob, and Jacob, amen, literally, amen, was told, amen, about the Messiah coming, amen, amen, and what tribe he would come out of, the tribe of Judah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. During Moses' time, the Levitical priesthood was, amen, in a vast operation for the service and the operation of God and his will. After the Levitical priesthood ended, there wasn't any record of any another, put it like that, priesthood coming forth until Jesus came out of the tribe of Judah. You read Hebrews 7 and 12 through 17. And I'm going to turn to that, amen, right now. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus. That was not mentioned, amen, of any other priesthood after the Levitical priesthood had folded up. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, for the priesthood being change, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. As the priesthood was changed, the law was changed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We are now under grace, amen, and truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For he of whom these things are spoken pertain to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. Thank you, Jesus. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of the tribe of Judah. Oh, that's powerful. Which tribe? Moses spake nothing concerning the priesthood. Moses didn't even know, amen, that there would be another priesthood to come into focus. Amen. But, thank you, Jesus, Abraham knew it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaac knew it. Thank you, Jesus. And Jacob knew it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. It led down, amen, to the point that, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. It was a privilege, amen, and an honor, amen. Thank you, Jesus. To hear, amen, what would be imparted, amen, amen, in reference to God's will. Thank you, Jesus, amen, and what he had purposed, amen, for mankind. Thank you, Jesus, amen, and I'm going to tell you who didn't know it. Satan didn't know it. So I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. All the honor and all the praise. Had he had known it, amen, he would have tried to literally destroy the tribe, the entire tribe of Judah. But he didn't get a chance to do that. Oh, my, shall not I say. I give God praise. I give God all the honor. Thank you, Jesus, and all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So thank you, Jesus. As we look into the scriptures, amen, and begin to understand the word of God, God is literally telling a story, amen, coming concerning, amen, his will all the way from the beginning of creation. Thank you, Jesus, and all the way through. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And in the book of Matthew, amen, thank you, Jesus. I hope you guys are following as far as the Bible is concerned and the word is concerned. Matthew chapter, thank you, Jesus. 1, hallelujah, ain't nobody like God, there's nobody like Jesus, amen, thank you, Jesus, the Bible clearly states, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and we focus on verse 2, but we're going to focus on verses 1, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and read, amen, as far as God, amen, thank you, Jesus, has spoken about concerning, amen, the generations, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, because this would clearly let you know the generation, the last generation, it stopped at Jesus Christ, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and then, amen, after his birthing forth, amen, the generation, amen, the remnant, amen, would not bow down to Balaam, amen, and those that would worship God in spirit and truth, he had to birth forth a spirit man in order for us to live, and make it back to heaven, because Satan had messed us up. We was in a fix, amen. We wasn't going to even go back to heaven. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we look at, amen, the generations, amen, and the book, amen, of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas, amen, and his brethren. Now, God clearly states, amen, that Jacob, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, begot Judas and his brethren. At that point in time, God, amen, did not, amen, speak, amen, about the other brethren who was Levi and Reuben and Simeon and Dan and Asher and Naphtali, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, thank you, Jesus, and all the others. But Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas, amen, and his brethren, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. While, amen, thank you, Jesus, all of this was going on, God was, amen, literally processing, making, amen, his will come to pass. That's why I love him. That's why I crave him. That's why my passion is for him. Hallelujah. And the reasons why was because there, amen, thank you, Jesus, they wasn't appointed, amen, to bring Jesus, amen, up to become king. This is why when Jacob spoke over Judah's life, amen, telling him he was the lawgiver and was given the staff of Abraham, amen, and the rod of Moses, amen, it was passed on to Judah, amen, by amen. Thank you, Jesus. Israel, Jacob, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, because he knew, amen, what God had said. He, in turn, built Shiloh, and Shiloh, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen. Temple is where they would worship, amen, and look for the coming of Jesus Christ, the anointed one, amen, the Messiah, amen, in Shiloh, amen, so that, amen, Judah could literally give the rod, amen, and the staff into Jesus' hand. Judah, amen, had thought that it would come, amen, during his time. But it did not come. It did not occur during his time because, amen, God, amen, will wasn't for it to come during that time. So this is the wisdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God for it. And then, amen, Shiloh was, amen, Israel's religious center over a century after conquest. Amen. The home of Israel's tabernacle in Joshua 18 verses 1. It resided 30 miles north of Jerusalem and 12 miles south of Shechem, Judges 21 and 19. Judah built a tabernacle there in order to, amen, serve God and to wait on Shiloh to come so that he would be the one that would honor the Messiah, praise God, and to give him the staff of Abraham and the rod of Moses, along with the Ark of the Testimonies, the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. He died waiting on him, as I spoke early, and after his death, Shiloh, amen, no longer was the place of worship. The next place of worship was in Jerusalem, amen, and it was, amen, literally, amen, given over, amen, thank you, Jesus, to King David, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Now listen to, amen, the word, amen. In order for Israel to speak these words over Judah, Joseph must have told, amen, thank you, Jesus, Jacob, the story of how Judah stepped up on his behalf when the others, Reuben and Simeon, amen, and Levi wanted to leave him in a pit to die. Amen. That's like our sisters and brothers. They want to kill us out, not knowing that, amen, we are their blessing. Amen. We are the one that will be able to bless them, to take them to the next level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Judah persuaded them to sell him to the Ishmaelites. Genesis 37, verses 26, amen, and 35. Thank you, Jesus. Kondolaboko nanamokondaria shanda. Oh, I give God the glory. Hallelujah. And all the honor and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. 37. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 26 through 35. Amen. And Judah said unto his brethren, literally, what profit is it if ye slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. Hallelujah. And his brethren were content. Then these there was a passed by the Midianites, the merchants' men, amen. And they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, amen, and sold him unto the Ishmaelites for, amen, 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph out of, literally into Egypt. And Reuben, amen, returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes, and he returned unto his brethren and said, this child is not, amen, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph, amen, coat, and killed a kid of goat, and dipped the coat in the blood, amen. And they sent the coat, amen, thank you, Jesus, of many colors, amen, and they brought it to their father and said, "This have we found." No, not almost shine, I'm gonna say, no, now that whether it be thy son coat or not. And he knew it and said, "It is my son's coat." An evil beast had devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And his son and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning." This his father wept for him. Amen. Amen. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and a captain of the guard. Amen. Joseph, amen, had to go, amen, and look for his brothers. And then he had to be, amen, deceived by his brothers and thrown into the pit because God had purpose, amen, for them. God knew that there was going to be a famine in the land. And God had a purpose, amen, for Joseph. So every time you look at your suffering, don't begin to blame God, amen, but thank God for a stepping stone, because that's going to literally take you to the next level, amen, amen, that God has purpose and cause in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the prophetic word that was spoken over him, Judah, you are he whom your brother shall praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies, and your father's children shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He bowed down, he lies down as a lion, and as a lion, who shall rouse him? You better not mess with him. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver, amen, from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. Bind his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's coat to the choice vine. He washed his garment in wine, and his clothes in the blood of the grapes. Amen. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Because of this act, amen, it pleased Jacob and God. And God, amen, wanted, amen, us to live out the truth, amen, in the time that it was appointed. The old law, amen, was carried out, amen, on the rod, amen, thank you, Jesus, on that staff, amen, literally, amen, the staff that Abraham had. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The scepter would keep the word. That staff would keep that word. Amen. Only the leaders, amen, or those that were chosen, amen, could carry and have the honor to carry that staff. Amen. And it was Judah's time to have the honor of watching and protecting the truth. Amen. Do we watch and protect the truth today, saints? We rather run from the truth. We rather not get out there and tell the truth to God's people. Amen. That's what he literally said, the labor, amen, the ask for more laborers to come into the vineyard. Amen. I'm paraphrasing it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Most of all, amen, thank you, Jesus, we do is we try to, amen, hide, amen, and not do the things that we're supposed to do concerning the will of God, amen. And that's the carry of the word. So most of all, amen, the carrying of the raw seed, the genes that would produce Jesus so that he could birth forth the last generation, which is the spirit man. Amen. And I told you, amen, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver, amen, from between his feet until Shiloh come. And that was taken out of Genesis 49, 8 and 12. I just read it to you. Thank you, Jesus. So Judah, amen, became the focal point, amen, thank you, Jesus, would carry, amen, amen, the things that God had purposed, amen, for Jesus to receive in the earth realm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he waited on Jesus. He died waiting on Jesus. Amen. And Jacob would rehearse these things in his children is often how God was going to send Shiloh, amen, who is Jesus, the anointed, the Messiah, his son, to redeem mankind back to him, and how Satan had stolen Adam's birthright and destroyed, amen, his real identity. The identity who is Christ by the bloodline is the only one that can defeat Satan. Amen. The spirit man, amen, a spirit can only defeat a spirit. Amen. Flesh has no power over Satan. Yes, we can defeat demons. We can fight them and defeat them. But you got to know how to walk. You got to know how to tap in. You got to know how to fast and pray. Amen. Until you get up to that level. Amen. I hear a lot of people saying a lot of things, but you don't get nothing until, amen, God has matured you, because he's not going to give, amen, all of those gifts to babies, amen, and they not know what to do with it. Amen. You're not going to give a $100 bill to a child, amen, and that child sit up, amen, not knowing what to do about it. He'll put it in his mouth, or she'll throw it away or tear it up. So he matures you, then he literally sends you out and command you, amen, on what to do and how to do and how to deal and how to whoop Satan, amen's strategies, amen. We are strategy busters. We kill, amen, and destroy the strategies that Satan has, amen, caused, amen, us to fall into, and whole households to fall into, amen, and die, amen, because of his, amen, strategies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And us having the power, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, we are able to defeat, amen, the enemy, because, amen, without these powers, amen, and without Jesus Christ, we are no match to Satan. Amen. So birthing us forth, amen, and developing us, amen, thank you, Jesus, was for the saving of our souls, amen, and our spirit man. He told Judah, amen, that he would be the one who would get the praise from his brothers, because the Messiah would come from his seeds. Do you hear me, saints? His seeds would, amen, defeat the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. His brothers and their children would bow down before the Messiah and worship him, because Judah had the order of the day. He told Judah, amen, although you are not the oldest and you are like a young lion, you are a mature, amen, and high, because you respected the commandments of God and stood in leadership authority. And you, amen, thank you, Jesus, stop the shedding of blood, amen, amen, which leaders supposed to do. Your actions was as an old lion, more mature, that knew how to defeat the enemy by skill, amen, experience, strategically trained, and knowledgeable of the word of truth. Judah would sit down and listen to what Israel had to say, amen, thank you, Jesus. And he would take it into heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We don't take the word in the heart. We took it literally, amen, move the word away from the heart and everything else. But the psalmist say in 119, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Who shall be bold enough to literally, amen, disturb him, amen. This is what the scripture is saying, and I'm paraphrasing it. When he is asleep without suffering the consequences. If you mess with Judah, amen, you're going to suffer the consequences. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall gather of the people that are the spirit being, amen. Amen, and they're coming. Amen, thank you, Jesus. The true worshipers, thank you, Jesus, that worship God, amen, should worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen, thank you, Jesus. The scepter is, amen, a rod, amen, like I said before, or a staff held by somebody of nobility or kingship. Scepters are passed from one generation to the next generation. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Help me. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham's scepter, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Or you can call it staff plus Moses' rod was kept intact for the Messiah, who is Shiloh by name, when he came. When he came, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He kept Ibio Shiloh Bosaya, Banderia Shata. Amen. He would redeem it as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. The legal heirship, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. The Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. Reuben wasn't worthy to receive it, although he was the firstborn. He went into his father's concubine, and this was a sin. This was a sin, amen, by God's laws. Jacob told him he lost his leadership rights because of his sinful acts. To add on top of this act, he tried to destroy his brother, amen. Most leaders are appointed for birthright, amen, and they literally are the eldest one. So, amen, Reuben failed in that area, amen. He wasn't chosen to do God's will. And these, amen, people that have the birthright would inherit everything, included the rod and the staff. Jesus, amen, had to come in legally through birthright. He had to be born to inherit kingship in order to defeat Satan. Amen. Judas knew the rod, amen, amen, and the scepter belonged to the coming king. So he went on, amen, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory tonight, amen, or this morning, if you want to call it. Amen, thank you, Jesus, to build a town, amen, as I told you earlier, amen, and named it Shiloh. The towns was in the central Palestine where Joshua placed the tabernacle after the tabernacle conquest of Cana. Amen. Joshua 18:1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. This reading tells us how the tribes, amen, came to Shiloh, amen, and is favored, amen, as in reference to Shiloh. Shiloh is not regarded as a proper name, but it is a compound word meaning whose it is. Whose it is. Eventually, God abandoned, amen, the city of Shiloh when Judah and the tabernacle, amen, that was built, amen, was literally, amen, thank you, Jesus, destroyed, amen, and David, amen, literally ended up building the tabernacle, amen, thank you, Jesus. David would now carry the rod and the staff, and Judah had to leave, amen, it to him, amen, when he died, amen. And what he did, he literally left it, amen, amen, and it passed on to Jesse. And Psalms 23 is where, amen, the Bible literally speaks about the comfort that it gave to him, amen, as he walked through the valley of the shadows of death. And David had wrote this psalm because of, amen, after the death of his grandfather, Judas, amen, David, father Jesse was given the staff of, thank you, Jesus, Abraham and the rod of Moses. Jesse did not value the rod and the staff, amen, and handed them down to David, who tend the sheep, and a lion and a bear, amen, approached him and he killed them, amen. And he said, thy rod and thy staff gave me comfort while I was in the midst of my enemies. And in Matthew 1, it states that Jesus was King David's, amen, son, amen, and King David was from the tribe of Judah. Satan did not know that. Like I told you before, he had all of Benjamin's grandchildren, Rachel's great-grandchildren, amen, to be destroyed, amen. And Rachel was crying, amen, and Ramah for her children that was not, amen, as they should have been. They should not have been killed. But King Herod, amen, instructions of David's enemy, amen, Satan literally killed up, amen, those Benjamites, amen, thank you, Jesus, the age of 2 years all the way to newborn. Now, Judas had looked for the king, amen, and the Messiah to come from Shiloh, amen, and he hoped one day that the promise, amen, of the king would come, amen, to the city that he had killed, amen. So in 2 Corinthians 11:24, amen, it literally calls us to believe that Shiloh, amen, and to know for a fact that Shiloh is Jesus, the Messiah. And Isaiah speaks about the Messiah and when he would come. And Matthew 10:7 says, as you go, preach the kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. The spirit man being the remnant which God has spoken about, and the remnant, amen, that would not bow down to Balaam, the spirit man, the new organism, amen. And then Psalms, amen, 2 speaks about the deity and the universal reign of the Messiah. Psalm 8, amen, man through Messiah to become Lord of creation. Psalm 16, he is the resurrection from the dead. Psalm 22, amen, say he's suffering also, amen. Thank you, Jesus. It speaks about his suffering. You can read Psalms 45, 42, 89, 101, amen, and 22, Psalms, amen, 6 and 69. So the scepter, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, was to be parted, amen, into, amen, praise God, Jesus' hand, amen, and Judah was going to be the one that would bring it, amen, and give it to him. But because, amen, of this, amen, and he was not able to do it, so it fell into David's hand, amen, by Jesse, his father, amen, and David used it, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, when he killed the bear and the lion, amen, thank you, Jesus, and when he approached, amen, Goliath, amen, thank you, Jesus, the Philistine, one of the things that David had literally told him, he said, you coming to me, amen, you uncircumcised Philistine, amen, thank you, Jesus, and speaking words over me. And one of the things that Goliath had seen, he had seen that David had brought, amen, his staff along with him. Well, that staff was Abraham's, amen, and his confidence in what God has spoken throughout the generations, amen, that there is a God, amen, and that God, amen, would send his son, amen, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen, the Messiah, the Anointed One, Shiloh, amen, and Jesus, amen, would receive the staff, amen, of Abraham, amen, and the rod, amen, of Moses, amen. Today, as we look at, amen, society and what's going on, I'm telling you, there is a God. Go to God, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And there's more, amen, I could even express in telling you to the fullness and in the entirety of it. Amen, thank you, Jesus. But I will get, amen, back to it, amen, another day. I give God the glory. This has been an awesome time. Amen, and God bless you this morning. God bless you. Amen.